What is the sweetest conversation delighting absolutely everyone? About conversation about me, telling my good qualities. Yeah, not conversation about me telling my faults, that, not that one. Okay, well, you know, the Dalai Lama had a different idea. He said, gentle, appropriate words built firmly on useful meaning. Okay, so we have three, you know, what is the sweetest conversation delighting absolutely everyone? Gentle, appropriate words built firmly on useful meaning. So we have gentle, appropriate, and useful meaning. Okay, so three qualities. So gentle is usually, you know, said in a respectful way to somebody else, you know, with mindfulness of having a pleasant tone of voice, pleasant body language when we're saying it, you know. So speech that is respectful of other people as human beings comes out to be gentle speech, okay? Gentle does not always mean pleasing to the ear of the other person. Yeah, because sometimes to benefit somebody, we have to say something that is not pleasing to their ear. And sometimes we may need to speak very strongly to them. Yeah, and they may not see it as gentle speech. So occasionally, you know, that's the situation, you know, and to benefit somebody else, we have to speak like this. But in general, we should try and speak, you know, in a gentle manner that really, you know, with our tone of voice, you know, being moderate, not being loud, not being, you know, and so on. So, you know, really taking care, knowing how we want to speak and being mindful of speaking in that way. Okay. And then appropriate words. So this is saying things that are appropriate for the situation. Yeah. And so each situation we have to really see, well, what is the purpose of the conversation? You know, what's appropriate? For example, let's say somebody is telling us, you know, that they just lost a dear one. Yeah. Then we may want to say, oh yeah, I had that happen, and then go off on our story. That's not appropriate. You know, it may be the same topic that the other person's talking on, but it's not appropriate for the situation because they're trying to express to us their grief, and we need to be compassionate listeners at that point. And, you know, us having had a similar situation is not what they need to hear, okay, at that particular moment, you know. So really seeing what kind of speech is appropriate. You know, also, you know, staying on the topic that something is about. Sometimes we may have a conflict with somebody and we start out on one topic, but then we branch out to other topics. We take out our list of everything that we've been mad about the person for the last month that we haven't said anything about, and now at this one time, well, we might as well, you know, list out these other 50 things. Yeah. No, that's not appropriate. Right now we're talking about this one issue, and let's settle that. And then if there's other issues, you know, then to ask the person, you know, I have some other things I'd like to talk about. Is this a good time to talk with you? Okay, so sticking with the topic that we need to. And also appropriate means at the right time. You know, when somebody is in a hurry, when they're walking from one place to the other, it's not the time to stop them and have a conversation because they have something else on their mind. When somebody's in the middle of doing something, when somebody is not feeling well, when, you know, somebody else has something else on their mind, we may really want to talk about something, but it's not the appropriate time to do it because the other person is, their mind is filled with something else at that particular time, and we're not going to really be able to communicate very well with them. Yeah, and this can sometimes be hard, because I know for myself, like when I have something to talk about, it's like, I want to go right there and like say it right away, and you're supposed to stop what you're doing, and I don't care what else you're doing and thinking about whatever, I've got to say this right now, okay? Similarly, at a meeting, you know, if somebody says something that we don't agree with, some of us feel, well, we got to, you know, correct it right now, otherwise the whole world is going to fall apart, you know, because somebody said something we don't agree with. So that may not be the appropriate time or the appropriate topic or in the appropriate way, you know. And then we also have to see, you know, appropriate speech. When is it appropriate to do something in a joking way, when in a serious way, when with a gentle voice, when with a forceful voice, you know, to really have appropriate speech. Okay. And then, okay, firmly based on useful meaning. Okay. So useful meaning, I mean, it has to be something that's true. Yeah. Lying to somebody, you know, outright deceit and lying is very, very damaging to relationships, because we lie and then people lose, you know, they find out about it later and then they don't trust us. Yeah, so it's really important to tell the truth. That doesn't mean in every situation you have to tell every single detail in the truth, okay? Because that may not be appropriate, okay? There's some situations where if you go on and explain every single detail because you want to be totally upfront about it, you know, somebody else is going to feel hurt, or, you know, you'll get off in some other useless discussion or who knows what. So we also have to say it has to be a useful meaning, but we have to decide how much to explain. You know, it's like when somebody asks you a Dharma question, yeah, they say, what is emptiness? Yeah, well, do you pull out, you know, Nagarjuna's Karikas and then Chandrakirti's supplement, and because you want to give them a full answer to what is emptiness, and then 5 years later when you've studied both those texts, you say, well, now you have your answer? Or do you say something, you know, because the person's brand new to the Dharma that, you know, is in three sentences? Okay, so again, appropriate and useful. You know, but the same thing when people ask different questions, we have to see what is useful to explain to them at that particular time. You know, some topics it's just not useful to explain to somebody. They're not ready to hear that. They're not ready to think about that. You know, or even in personal situations, how much of our personal thing to say to somebody. You know, we have to, I think, be somewhat circumspect and see what is useful, what's appropriate in the situation. Okay? And then, of course, the topic we talk about, you know, not making sure that we adhere to topics that have some kind of meaning, you know. So again, that doesn't mean we have to talk about deep Dharma philosophical topics over lunch every day, or, you know, when you say hello and, you know, did you realize emptiness yet? You know, sometimes, you know, it's just a casual situation and you chit-chat with somebody to make a connection. But the chit-chat, you know, in that situation is useful because the purpose is to make a connection with the person, whereas the chit-chat with somebody you already know very well who is engaged in doing something else, that chit-chat is not appropriate because it's taking time away from them that they could be using in another way. Okay. So useful, you know, means the topic's useful, but also it has to be useful to that person at that time. Yeah. So it's hard, you know, kind of figuring out what to say and when to say it and how to say it. It's we learn a lot by trial and error. Yeah. But and then also what to communicate. You know, some people there are things that they forget to communicate to other people, even though it's really important for other people to know this. For example, when you leave the Abbey to go somewhere, you know, it's important for other people to know that you left the Abbey to go to this place and you took the car and you'll be back at this time. If you know, it's like the community needs to know. Or if you change things around somewhere, or change the program or move things around, it's like this is a communal place, so people have to know what's going on. Yeah? So we have to see, you know, kind of what things are important to tell everybody and what things maybe we don't need to tell everybody, only a couple of people need to know, you know, and what things, you know, if I clean up my desk, I don't need to tell all of you. Yeah, hopefully you'll notice it. Which, by the way, I've been looking at some people's desks recently and I haven't been able to see the desk. Yeah. There's a few people, not only you. You're one of them. Okay, but a few of them. I might get tempted to clean up some desks when I'm feeling bored. And
it's a big problem.
But I think to some extent our desk is a reflection of our mind, you know? And yeah, you may remember, maybe I better go offline about this other part of here. Anyway, let's stop here, see if you have questions. Yeah, right. Yeah, it is, because using monastery property without permission, you know, can be a very heavy karma. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So this is a good point about appropriate words, because sometimes people, they want to be helpful, but we're in a mental state where it's very difficult for us to hear different things. You know, one friend told me after he lost his wife died, that, you know, almost everything people said to him, even though they were trying to be helpful, pushed his buttons and made him more irritated and felt like they didn't understand. And then, like you said, sometimes there's one person like who said to you, "I'm sorry you have to go through this," which was one sentence, and it was all of a sudden that's what you needed to hear, which was so nice. Yeah. And so it's really hard sometimes when people are facing difficulties to know what to say to them that is going to be the right thing they need to hear. Yeah, because one person may need to hear this and another person may need to hear that. Yeah, and so it's also good for us to remember sometimes too when we're going through hard times that the people who say things to us, they mean well. Yeah, and they may not say the things that we need to hear, but to overlook the words and to tap into the feeling with which they're saying it. Yeah, because if we can accept the love with which they're saying it, then we'll feel better, and then just leave aside the words. Yeah, but that's for us when we're on the listening side. You know, on the speaking side, sometimes it's just you're guessing in the dark. Yeah, what to say that would be helpful. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't need to be very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you don't know. Yeah, so I'll say it for here. Yeah, that one of your colleagues, her wife, the mother died, and on the way back from the funeral, the sister got in a car accident and died. And so in writing, a condolence card, you wrote, "This really sucks." And she came back to you later and said, "Thank you, that was I mean, that was a show of empathy that was what she needed at that particular time. Yeah. Yeah.